Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, June 4th through Thursday, June 10th, 2021. June 4th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, when the truth is dismantled, society becomes degenerate. Keep in mind, the truth is obedience to my commandments. As today, there is so much disregard for the truth. Governments, moral standards, and laws have sunk to a new low of moral degeneration. No longer does legality serve as the standard for truth. The checks and balances built into the government of this nation have been compromised, undermining the legal system on many levels, both federal and statewide. This is why the moral fabric of each soul is so important, not only towards his own salvation, but collectively towards the strengthening of the morals of the world. One heart that honors my commandments makes the whole world stronger and more pleasing to my paternal heart. The triple blessing I impart to the world on this prayer site and around the world through the special prayer cards makes the world a better place, more cohesive to the truth and my divine will. Choose to partake of this grace I so generously offer. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 18 through 24. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before Him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from Him whatever we ask, because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. And this is His commandment, that we should believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as He has commanded us. All who keep His commandments abide in Him, and He in them. And by this we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit which He has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 5th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the souls who enter and abide in my heart are united to my divine will. This is the sixth chamber of our united hearts. Such a soul has made heroic efforts to please me. He has believed in my eternal grace and cherished every present moment. That is purity of heart, single-heartedness. As I gaze upon the world today, there are few, maybe a handful, of souls in my sixth chamber. In the world, few strive for such a detached relationship from the world. The human intellect has to carry the intent of this deep relationship with me as a goal. Such a soul has made his peace with the temptations on his life and conquered them. It is not I who choose whom will share such unity with me. It is the soul himself who must decide. Remember, free will is a gift from me. Spend it wisely. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 6th, 2021. Solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, Corpus Christi. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, contemplate for a moment the Holy Virgin's fiat. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. This was the Holy Mother's surrender to my divine will. She did not surrender in such a way just one time. Rather, it was an ongoing commitment throughout her whole life. In the same way, each soul is converted not just once in his lifetime, but over and over throughout his life. Only at the moment of death should the soul surrender to my will and his ongoing conversion cease. A note is given to read Luke chapter 1, verse 38. And Mary said, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. June 7th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, your conversion consists in making Jesus first in your hearts, and so too me, your Papa God. This needs to be an ongoing attitude, one that is pursued in each present moment. It is a surrender of free will to my divine will. In so doing, the soul places me and my commandments first in his life. He becomes ever more conscious of his own weaknesses and vigilant of any sin or occasion of sin in his heart. A converted soul lives in the truth. True conversion only ends when the soul reaches eternal life, where the reward for his efforts awaits him. The converted soul is never satisfied with where he is spiritually, but is always searching for new ways to please me. To such a soul, death is merely a transition, a realization of the fruits of his efforts. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 8th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, once on the road of conversion, the soul must make every effort to remain there. Satan does not rest. He places every distraction in the way. One way the soul does not realize as from evil is the sin of spiritual pride. The soul accepts credit for all his spiritual advancement and submits to the falsehood of being above those whom he considers less spiritual than himself. This very often is not only spiritual pride, but also false judgment. Every good comes from me, your Creator. Acknowledge my dominion over you. It is I who send the Holy Spirit to inspire every good and to support you when error attacks you. Concede control of your spiritual life to this Spirit of Truth. In this way, you will not be tricked into thinking you have accomplished, through human effort, that which only I can accomplish. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 12 through 13. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For God is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 9th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, if the soul continually says yes to my divine will, I will be at his side throughout the day. I will urge him into making the right choices. His angel will act strongly on his behalf. I will expose to him any occasion of sin and direct him away from any temptation. In short, his life will be easier as he will be able to accept any situation with ease. The soul who believes in my permitting will shall never have a negative heart. He will trust in my provision and my deliverance from any threat, physical, spiritual, or emotional. He will be at peace. I choose such souls for my instruments to help in the conversion of the heart of the world. The soul who is at peace interiorly is open to any challenge life presents, as he trusts in me. Pray for trust in my will. It is a prayer I will readily answer. A note is given to read Psalm 5:11-12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 10th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, today you need to prepare your hearts for the United Hearts Weekend and my triple blessing. Free your hearts of worldly concerns by trusting in me. Surrender to our United Hearts, and I will surrender to you many graces. Within the United Hearts is the essence of holiness, pure love. You are called to emulate this love with your wholehearted consent. every love, has as its center an object of affection. Holy love has as its core love of me, creator of all, and love of neighbor as self. This is how you live and celebrate the united hearts, with a commitment to living in holy love. Some may have to change their priorities in life, making personal holiness their most important goal. This means detachment from the world, its goals, and false promises. Be my best instrument by making this commitment over and over in your hearts, beginning now, in this present moment. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked, when you lived in them. But now, put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.